John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 10. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 10. He was in the world, and the world had its being through him, and the world knew him not. I would like to confrontate us today, tonight, with a question. Do we know God? Do we know the Lord Jesus Christ? And we even have to make it more personally. Do you know the Lord Jesus? A very important question that is asked once again tonight. I would like to say something about the gospel. We find many passages in scripture where the Jewish people ask the Lord for a sign. And in a way, the gospel, as I said in the prayer, is the greatest sign of God. The gospel is still preached. The gospel was first preached 2,000 years ago by the Lord Jesus, and it is still preached. 2,000 years in this world are not enough to stop the preaching of the gospel. So when we are looking for a sign of God, how he is speaking to man, how he is revealing himself to man, we just have to come and listen to the gospel. The greatest sign of God we find in his word, in the preaching of the preciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. What a great person we can speak about when we preach the gospel. The greatest and perfect person there has ever been on this earth. So, I would like to speak a little bit to our personal responsibility when we hear the gospel. We read in the second letter to Timothy, in chapter 3, verse 16, something about the Bible, something about the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16, every scripture is divinely inspired and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, dear friends, when we have this book in our hands, we have to know and we have to think about the fact that every word that is written in here is truly, truly given by God. It is the Word of God. Nothing else can be a direction for our lives. Nothing else can show us the way to God than His own Word. And one more passage in the letter, the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verse 12. To whom it was revealed that not to themselves, but to you, they ministered those things which have now been announced to you by those who have declared to you the glad tidings by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, which angels desire to look into. So, to come back to the gospel, which we find in the Word of God, the gospel is preached by the Holy Spirit. So, dear friends, it is not a message we can just put aside and take it another time when we want to take it. The gospel is the message of God, the calling of God. He preaches through the Holy Spirit. Great responsibility for myself, but also a great responsibility to those who listen. Because it's not, in the end, not me that is speaking. The one who speaks is God through the Holy Spirit. Wonderful that God is speaking, still speaking to men, and is still proclaiming the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So to come back to this verse in John's gospel, it is in a way shocking what we read in this verse. It's speaking about the Lord Jesus. He was in the world, and the world had its being through him, and the world knew him not. How sad for the Lord Jesus. Think about what he did, what he meant to do in this world. He wanted to bring people back to God. He went to the cross to sacrifice himself to God, share his blood, so that God can be satisfied. So the gospel shows us how precious he is, but in this verse we must read that the world did not know him. So I would bring before us in a practical way the meaning of the word knowing somebody. It's something every one of us can think about. We all know different people, friends, families, maybe colleagues in work. So we all know what it means to know somebody. To know somebody means to know his name, to know his family, to know what he likes, to know what he doesn't like, to know what he's interested in, to know his feelings, what makes him sad, what makes this person sad, what makes this person happy. So to know a person is a really deep relationship, something that connects us to each other. So it was very, very sad in a way that the people did not know the Lord Jesus. He was speaking to the people. He was healing people. He was doing miracles. And it is said that they did not know him. So it is very important, very testing for ourselves to ask ourselves if we know the Lord Jesus. And someone may ask, how can I get to know this person? How can I get to know the Son of God, this lovely person that walked here on earth? How can I know him that many people didn't know when he was here on earth? And then I can say, it's very easy. The Word of God, the Bible, is presenting him like no other book in this world. It doesn't matter if you open this book on the first or the last page. Doesn't matter if you go into the Old or the New Testament. Every single page speaks about the Lord Jesus, speaks about the Son of God, his wonderful loving, his wonderful work on the cross, his dying, his coming out of the dead, his victory, victory over death, victory over sin. Every single page speaks about the Lord Jesus. So if you want to get to know the Lord Jesus, you just have to open this book, which is given by God. Open this book and start to read and seek him. Seek the Lord Jesus. He will not hide. He will open himself to you. It's a wonderful thing to go to the Lord Jesus, to find him, is something that will have an answer of God. He will open this book to you. He will open your eyes. This is what we need. We need our eyes to be opened. We need the light shine in our hearts that comes out from the gospel, from the Bible. We need everything that God has in mind for us to get to know the Lord Jesus. It is a wonderful thing. We can look in Philippians, maybe. Wonderful verses about the Lord Jesus in the letter to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Who is subsisting, the Lord Jesus, who is subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of rapine to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking a bondsman form, taking his place in the likeness of men. And having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death. And that the death of the cross. What a savior. What a man. He is worthy to get to know him. He is worthy to seek him. He is worthy that we put everything aside, everything that comes out of this world aside, just to get to know him. It is endless. It is not that we read the Bible and tomorrow we know him. Finished. Done. This isn't the gospel. This isn't the Lord Jesus. He is without limit, unlimited. So getting to know him is something we have to do constantly. Constantly. We will see him. Those who believe will see him someday in heaven. He comes back to get all of those who believe in him. And this might be a day we will understand fully the preciousness of his person. But as we are here, we have to get to know him day by day. This is not something that comes to an end. He, as Philippians says, emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men. He left glory. He left this wonderful sphere to come down to earth. And it is in a way the most wonderful sign of God's love that he sent his son. John 3:16, one of the most quoted verses of the Bible, speaks about the love of God God has loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. It is a wonderful thing, a gift of heaven, a gift of God, that all who shall believe in him might not be punished but have life eternal. What a wonderful message the gospel is. A message that is honestly in his full glory, not to be explained in human speaking, in human words. It is something that is, and this is also why it is without end, why it is so interesting and fresh, that it can come into our hearts every single day. This is not something, the gospel is not something that gets boring. It is something that makes our hearts alive every single day. It is a living link to God through the Savior, Jesus Christ. Wonderful to get to know him, to put everything aside. He wants to come in your heart and dwell there. He does not want to leave you anymore when you ask him to come in your heart. He wants to dwell there, stay there for the rest of your life, give you happiness, give you freedom, give you peace and wisdom to deal with all things that belongs to this world, because you are still living, we are still living in this world. We are living in this world, but we are not from the world when we belong to the Lord Jesus, and he is able, when we get to know him, to give us strength and power and wisdom to deal with all these things that are around us. What Philippians also said, that this wonderful Savior went to the cross, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross. This, in a way, sad that he had to go to the cross, but out of this sadness comes a wonderful move of rejoice. Rejoicement is the result of coming in faith to the cross. There were two bandits hanging beside him, one on the left and one on the right, and one was very, let's say, lucky, not the right word, but he turned his heart to Jesus. He accepted and saw that he was worth it, hanging on that cross, but not that man who was hanging in the middle of these two bandits. He was not worth it. But he has to go there. He had to go there to the cross and died at this cross so that we might be free, might be set free in the power of his wonderful blood. God's message is full of love. Isn't it wonderful? It is full of presenting a perfect person that went to the cross. This is not a feature of this world. It is a feature of God's love. It's wonderful that we can enjoy it every single day when we try to get to know the Savior. This verse in John speaks of a wonderful thing. It speaks of the Lord, that the Word had its being through Him. So this is something very hard to understand for us, that the one the Word had its being from was the one who had to go to the cross to die. Something really strange. The places of suffering in this world are usually for the poor, but not for the rich. So this is something completely different we know from this world that God is presenting to us. And I just like to read just a few verses in Hebrews that shows us the wonderful greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 1. Sorry, it takes me a bit longer to find the passages in the English Bible. Hebrews chapter 1, I start in verse 10. And thou in the beginning, Lord, hast founded the earth, and the works of thy hands are the heavens. They shall perish, but thou continuest still. And they all shall grow old as a garment, and as a covering shalt thou roll them up. And they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Wonderful Savior, wonderful person God is presenting us in Scripture. Wonderful that He is the only one who can save us from our sin. Wonderful that He is the only one, nothing else. We won't find a person on this earth, even if we go around it. Even if we look in every different nation, in every single religion, there is no man on earth who can bring us salvation, who can save us from our sins. But this one person, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, wonderful thought, that He wants to be known. He did not just created everything. He wants to be known by you. He wants to be known by me. And He presents Himself in the book of love, in the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures. And He's also presented in the gospel that is preached by the Holy Spirit. And so we can come to the point to know Him. So that this verse is something we are not found in. We are still in it if we do not know the Lord, but we can come to a point where this verse is kind of past for us, because we can come into the knowledge of God, the knowledge of His wonderful Son. I please you all, especially the young ones, because I know my own failures. I know what it means to look back and see wasted time. I please you all, the young ones, look into the Bible and search and seek the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came down from heaven, who showed love all the time He was on earth. It was just love, just God's wonderful love. He was obedient to His Father. He went to the cross so that all that may believe in His work can come out of this world in a way of faith. The Lord Jesus said at the cross, "It is finished." There is nothing else to be done but to repent and to believe in Him. It is finished. It touches my heart to think of the Lord saying these words and thinking about me. It is finished. Words for every one of us, for everyone, so that we can come to Him and believe in Him and put our sins on Him, put everything that burdens us on Him. We don't have to deal with it. He takes it. He takes it and says, You are free. So let us go to him. Let us seek him. Let us try to find him in the book of love, in the Bible. The Bible speaks of him, and God will be gracious. If we seek him with open hearts, he will open it for us, and we will get to know him better than every one of us here in this room. We can get to know him better. There are a few of us, we think we know each other very well, especially families, or maybe brothers and sisters, or husbands and wives. But we can come to a greater knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We can get to know him better than every single person. So, a wonderful book. This book we should not put aside and put it out when we have maybe time, or when we think now is the right time. We have to look in this book, full of treasures, full of heavenly love. I remember I heard a little part of a song. I don't know the song, but I heard just these few verses. It's very interesting. And I always have to remember them when I see the sea. It says, we can only see a little of the ocean when we stand at the rock of shore. But out there, beyond the horizon, there is more, there is more. We can only see a little bit of God's loving, a few rich treasures from his mighty store. But out there, beyond the horizon, there is more, there is more. This book is full of treasures. There is no end. This book is alive. It will show us God and his wonderful Son that was sent from heaven above to save our souls. May we believe in him, and don't take it to another day, to another month. It may be too late. This is also a side of the gospel. There will be a day when there is no time left to believe in him, to go to the cross and to look upon him and say, I believe, Lord Jesus, that thou hast died for me. So let us do this today, believe in him and in his gospel, and think about that every time we hear the gospel, it is God speaking through man about his wonderful Savior. May this word be blessed, and may we all be encouraged, and I hope there's no one here that will stay in this room when the Lord will come. For his name's sake.